I always get excited by the big time, facing big time wide receivers. Yep. Even though Odell may not be 100, he's going to be close to.
Yep.
Talk about what that does for you to sort of say, I'm going against the best and I'm going to do what I do.
It's a challenge, you know what I mean? But at the same time, you know, if you want to be the best, you have to accept those big challenges. So for sure, you know, it's one of those that I'm looking forward to. I mean, I don't know how much he's going to play. You know, you've seen in the game, you know, the last game he didn't play that much. But for sure, at the same time, I know when he's out there, you know, he's going to give me his best. So at the same time, I just have to be ready for it.
Were you guys close at all?
Yeah.
What's his relationship like with him?
I mean, teammate, friend, buddy, you know, go out to eat, you know, whether it's team dinner, you know, after the game, you know, just chilling, you know, in the dorm rooms, whatever.
Did you guys stay in touch? Did you talk to him before games last year?
More kind of during the offseason. Not too much during the season, you know, just for the simple fact, you know, you kinda wanna study your opponent, you know what I mean? And of course, you know, it's LSU guys, you know, it's LSU fan, but then at the same time, you know, it's Eagles versus New York Giants. You're out there to win.
What's it like going up against someone you were teammates with and now playing against them in the NFL?
It's fun, you know what I mean? But at the same time, it's a challenge because, you know, you're going to get a guy's best effort. You know, it's not brother-in-law and out there. You know, you're out there to make plays. So
when you look at the secondary with all the injuries you got, what's the level of concern? You know, you're facing teams that obviously got a lot of options.
Yeah, I don't think it is one right now. You know what I mean? We got guys who are prepared. You know, we prepare throughout the week as a group, watching film, whether it's on the field, off the field. You know, everybody's communicating, you know, whether a guy sees a certain thing or another guy, you know, everybody's passing along the same knowledge. So I don't think it's no concern.
You mentioned studying film. What from Odell have you seen, how he's improved from time at LSU to now in the pros?
I mean, he just got a lot more explosive, you know what I mean? And especially with the ball in his hand, you know, you see him, especially last year, a couple games where he had those game breakers, you know, he caught a slant and, you know, took it for 50, 60 yards and, you know, he won the game. So for sure, you see him elevate his game from college, you know, catching a slant, you know, maybe avoiding one guy and then getting on the ground to now he's catching the ball and he's looking to score.
You know, they're 0-2, they're going to come in here and give you everything you got. For you guys, I mean, what kind of opportunity is this to kind of bury a division opponent? No team's ever been 0-3 and made the playoffs.
Yeah.
I mean, how big of a chance is this for you guys to kind of put some distance between yourselves and them?
It's very big, you know what I mean? Especially, you know, like you said, going against a division opponent. You know what I mean? We want to, at the end of the season, you know, have that number one seed. You know, we want to win. We want to win the East. So, for sure, you know, that's our mindset. You know what I mean? Going against a division opponent, you just want to win, regardless of their record or regardless of ours.
And, I mean, what do you think it would do to them to drop them to 0-3?
I mean, I don't know. You know what I mean? I know I wouldn't want to be in that position if that was us. So for sure, I think it wouldn't be nice. But I mean, at the same time, I mean, us as Eagles, you know, we're coming to win.
What are you expecting from the home crowd?
I mean, loud. You know what I mean? Those guys be loud. It's like a season opener for us right now. You know what I mean? First, kind of like that first game of the year, even though we played those first two away. But, I mean, first game at the Link, sold out fans, you know, acting crazy, you know, how they act. So, for sure, us defensive guys, we're going to need it.
What was it like for you playing on the opposite side against Kansas City?
It was cool, you know what I mean? As far as defense goes, when you play away, you don't really get the crowd noise, you know what I mean?
I'm talking about opposite side of the field.
Oh, or you... it was a little different, you know what I mean, for sure. So something that I haven't experienced really, but at the same time, it was an experience.
And if Rasul has to start this week, what do you expect to see from him, especially the way he was kind of thrown in the mix and got the baptism under fire last week?
I mean, he went out there and made a couple plays, you know what I mean, in Kansas City game. So I think now, you know, with even more snaps, you know, going against New York, he's going to make even more plays.